So let's begin with the statement from Deputy Attorney General Kirk Hendrick. He's going to read a proclamation that was issued by the governor and a short statement from the Attorney General.
Thank you, Rick. To begin with, I want to say that the Attorney General, Frankie Sue Del Papa, was extremely sorry that she was unable to be here today. Of course, this is an extremely important issue for the state of Nevada. This is obviously a very crucial time for the state, in particular with regard to this issue. Frankie Sue Del Papa wanted me to tell you that the state of Nevada is very concerned about this issue, and that this is a time for all federal, state, and local officials to come together in order to protect our great state of Nevada from becoming the nation's nuclear trash can. And with that, it's my great honor now, on behalf of the governor of the state of Nevada, to read a proclamation declared today. Whereas Yucca Mountain, Nevada, has been designated by the United States Congress as the only site to be studied as a potential high-level nuclear waste repository in the United States, and whereas numerous geological and technical factors make Yucca Mountain a poor candidate for such a repository and should be disqualified as such, and whereas the creation of a high-level nuclear waste repository at Yucca Mountain would pose a deadly risk to millions of people along waste shipment routes across the country and would directly threaten the health and safety of hundreds of generations of Nevadans, and whereas tourism has long been the lifeblood of Nevada's economy, with over half of the state's economic activity resulting directly or indirectly from tourism-related expenditures, and whereas the establishment of a high-level nuclear waste repository in Nevada would diminish the safe and attractive image of the state now conveys to potential visitors worldwide and would result in damage to the state's economy, and whereas Citizen Alert has been the primary source of grassroots opposition to the siting of high-level nuclear waste in the state of Nevada since the project's inception, and whereas the Nevada Nuclear Waste Task Force, Nevada Desert Experience, and the Shimbaihai Network have worked closely with Citizen Alert on this important effort, and whereas on September 30th, 1997, Bonnie Raitt, the Indigo Girls, John Trudell and Bad Dogs, Jackson Brown and Graham Nash will come together in Las Vegas to perform a benefit concert to raise public awareness and provide support for these worthy organizations in the fight to keep Nevada from becoming the nation's nuclear garbage dump. Now, therefore, I, Bob Miller, Governor of the State of Nevada, do hereby proclaim September 30th, 1997, and annually thereafter until such time as the Yucca Mountain High-Level Nuclear Waste Repository Project is defeated as Nevada is not a wasteland day, signed Governor Bob Miller.
Thank you very much, Chair.